passion for everyday matters. Pat Cash on Life and Money. 7 to 9 p.m. only on UFM. It's back to basics. In tune with you.
So Thyroid Awareness Week is coming up between the 25th and the 31st of this month. And according to Science Direct website, thyroid disease is a highly prevalent condition with impact on childhood development, woman's fertility, and risk of malignancy, making it an important global health issue of high priority. And I'll agree with the statement that many of us South Africans, we still are unaware of what the thyroid is and what to look out for when it comes to thyroid health. Dr. Fatima Hussein is a specialist surgeon who enjoys all aspects of general surgery with a particular interest in breast and thyroid health. This includes surgery for breast thyroid and soft tissue tumors. And Dr. Hussein, we're glad you could join us this evening, and welcome to UFM.
Thank you so much for having me, and thank you to your listeners for listening in.
We appreciate your time. Let's start our conversation, Doctor, by asking, I know this is a layman's question, but a lot of us, we just never got to asking this, and maybe the curricula of some of our education didn't make it that far. The role of the thyroid, what the role of the thyroid is in the general biology of the body.
The thing is, I don't think a lot of people even know they even have a thyroid. So I'm going to start by saying that the thyroid is just a little gland. It sits in front of the neck, and it has two lobes. It looks a little like a little butterfly, but it is super, super important. Mm. It's responsible for producing thyroid hormone, and the function of thyroid hormone is to help control metabolic functions in the body. It helps with growth, it helps with muscle function, it helps with brain function, it helps with development and maintaining bone health. So you'll hear me saying it helps with all of these things, so it doesn't do them completely by itself. Okay. It assists other hormones and other enzymes to fulfill the function completely. So it's essential as an assisting tool, kind of.
Mm-hmm. And we often hear people talk about an underactive or an overactive thyroid. Maybe put us in the picture as to what happens to the body when the thyroid is not functioning properly.
Okay, so when you have a hyperthyroid or overactive thyroid, then basically think about a person that's had way too much caffeine. It's like that. They have palpitations, their eyes are bulging, their heart beats really quickly, they're very sweaty, they cannot tolerate heat, they're constantly getting very hot, they're jittery, they have a lot of tremors. So that's the kind of situation that those, because they are actually in a hypermetabolic state.
Okay.
Whereas the opposite is true for hypothyroidism or an underactive thyroid. Those people are very slow. Their hair falls out. Their skin becomes really dry. They're very tired. I mean, getting up in the morning is just really, really, really hard. Mm. They pick up a lot of weight. Weight loss is extremely difficult for them. So people who complain of severe and weight gain, who have real difficulty losing weight, they always test their thyroid function. They also get like edema. Edema is when your legs get swollen and you start to retain fluid. So that's the kind of thing. It's just a very slow situation because it's a decrease in metabolic function. Your metabolic rate goes down significantly.
Would you say these are the signs, that one should look out for when one suspects that something might be wrong with their thyroid?
So those are the symptoms and signs of an over or under-functioning thyroid.
Okay.
But of course, you can have a thyroid problem without having any symptoms whatsoever. Mm. Typically the thyroid cancers or the nodules, benign nodules within the thyroid, those often present without symptoms, or they present as a swelling in the neck. They present with swallowing difficulties, sometimes a little bit of voice changes, occasionally pain in the neck or throat. So they're more don't have an influence where your thyroid is actually functioning well. Mm-hmm. So you don't have the over or underactive symptoms, but you have there's an issue with the structure of the thyroid. So the anatomy, the actual cellular structure of the thyroid.
Let's talk about the cancer itself. I mean, is there more than one type of thyroid cancer? And, you know, if so, can it spread beyond the thyroid?
So there's definitely more than one type of thyroid cancer. The most common type of thyroid cancer, though, in South Africa that we see is cancer called papillary thyroid cancer. In the Eastern Cape and those areas, in KwaZulu-Natal, we see a little bit more of the follicular thyroid cancers. There's also medullary thyroid cancer, which originates from a different cellular structure within the thyroid, the C cells, which also live inside the thyroid gland. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the worst of the lot, which is the anaplastic thyroid cancers. Generally, thyroid cancers are actually very well differentiated. The papillary thyroid carcinoma cancers and the follicular ones are actually well differentiated. They're slow-growing, very indolent types of cancers, most of them, the vast majority of them. And they grow very slowly. They do spread. They have the ability to spread. But ultimately, they're very, very treatable. And unlike other types of cancers where, you know, you have to think about things like chemotherapy and all of those things, thyroid cancer is actually treated really easily with radioactive iodine treatment, which is like a single tablet that you take, and that kind of obliterates the thyroid, the residual thyroid or the metastatic lesion. So it can be an extremely treatable cancer.
Okay, because that was going to be, my next question, whether there's a treatment plan, and I was worried that surgery was the only option, actually.
So if you have a thyroid cancer, surgery is the best treatment. We don't, even if the cancer is, unless the cancer is an anaplastic or medullary thyroid cancer, which has metastasized quite extensively, the other types of well-differentiated thyroid cancers, the papillaries and follicular thyroid cancers, we actually really like to do operations on them because it allows the radioactive iodine to work far more effectively. If the cancer has spread to anywhere else, then it has the, it doesn't go to the thyroid itself, it goes to the other areas and can obliterate the metastases. So it's actually, even in the case of metastatic thyroid cancer, if it's well differentiated, it still has, it's still one of those cancers where we want to operate the patient because we can still potentially afford them cure. By giving radioactive iodine, we can still put a lot of those patients into complete remission. It's actually an amazing type of cancer. It's so treatable and so amenable to treatment. So, yes, surgery is not the only form of treatment, mm-hmm. but it's one of the best forms to eradicate it.
It's 10 minutes after 8 o'clock on a Monday evening. Just to remind you, Thyroid Awareness Week is coming up between the 21st and the 31st of May. We figured we should have this discussion a bit earlier than usual because it's really a cluttered month, this, with elections and so forth. And we figured we should start making noise, so to speak, a little bit earlier, so that when the week comes, you at least are at a particular level in terms of the questions that you need to ask. And we're humbled and delighted to have Dr. Fatima Hussain on the line with us. Dr. Hussain, then, you know, in the case of thyroid cancer, the question arises, do I then ask you if it's genetic? And if so, do we get to the question as to whether is it important for children and family members to undergo genetic testing?
So, the most common types of thyroid cancers are medullary and follicular thyroid cancers. There's always a genetic, component or risk in any type of cancer. I mean, there is a chance. But with those cancers, usually a little bit of a lower risk of there being a genetic predisposition. The one where we're really worried about genetic predisposition, and we actually routinely test all patients with a and their families if we test them, if they're diagnosed with the medullary thyroid cancers. So those originate from the, like I said earlier, the C cells, the calcitonin-producing cells within the thyroid. And 25% of those patients will have a genetic mutation in the MEN gene, so either related to MEN1 or MEN2. So we definitely do test those patients or do genetic testing on those patients that we diagnose with medullary thyroid cancer, because there's a big risk of them having a genetic predisposition. And of course, that's one of the more aggressive types of cancer. Mm. So if we can prevent it from happening in the family members, it's actually really, really helpful to test.
What's the one thing you want people to know about thyroid cancer?
Thyroid cancer, it's not very common. Surprisingly, it's actually, I think, the 30th most common cancer in South Africa. But if it does happen, it's not one of those cancers where I think you need to, nobody wants to get a diagnosis of cancer, but it's one of the nicer ones to get. So definitely extremely treatable. It's not one of those things that you should hide away with. Get to the doctor, let them test you, and let them see what's going on. It's a small surgery, can be done with a very pretty cut, but more risk in high-volume centers. So let's be aware of thyroid and that the fact that we can help.
Dr. Fatima Hussain, it's a great pleasure to chat to you. All the best to you and your team, and may you make more discoveries. And thank you for this well in advance of Thyroid Awareness Week.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. That's where we're going to leave it. Dr. Fatima Hussain is also a member of the Breast Interest Group of South Africa, the Association of Surgeons of South Africa, and the Surgical Research Society of South Africa, as well as the South African Colorectal Society. I beg your pardon, there, my tongue got stuck. That's why it's such a big deal for us to have her on the show. We truly, truly, truly are grateful. Some of these things, you might take them very lightly. And if I may, just share personal experiences. As a younger man, I had a relationship with a very healthy, very smart young lady. And then we parted. I think I didn't see her for about 20 years. I was in Cape Town once in a lift, and I heard a voice greet me, and I looked at this individual, had a striking resemblance to someone I knew a long time ago. And upon investigation, I discovered it's my old friend, and she was battling the issue of an underactive thyroid. And I really felt bad at the time because I had no idea what she was talking about. We understand all the different body parts and organs and so forth, but nobody really ever talks about the thyroid. So I never quite understood, at least for the first 15 days after speaking to her, because I never saw her again, what's the whole issue with the thyroid. And then I went on to interact with some colleagues, and someone would say that, no, apparently I've got an overactive thyroid. And then it made me realize just how important it is for us to continuously familiarize ourselves with illnesses, particularly that afflict our women, so you can be there as for moral support, and also at the same time that you can share in the optimism. You guys can go and explore all avenues of treatment that are there and so forth. And it's in that spirit that I think all of us men, I hope you don't think I'm mobilizing you for a sinister reason. Let's make it our business to find out as much as we can about, different health conditions. And as I said, Thyroid Awareness Week is coming up between the 25th and the 31st of this month. And we're having this discussion well in advance. And for those that would have missed it tonight, we'll in that week, either invite Dr. Fatima Hussain back, or we'll replay the segment. And it's good that it's treatable, as much as there's a treatment plan, but even surgery, not the most intrusive, and this can be treated successfully. So please, when you visit your doctor the next time, just do all the general checks. And should this thyroid issue come up, at least we're now equipped. You're not going to panic and think that your life is coming to an end. It can be treated successfully, and we're grateful to all the professionals that operate in this space. It's a very busy month, this, as far as Africa is concerned, and we'll do our part as well. The African Center for Economic Transformation is at the University of Pretoria's